This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're tuned in to the Corporate Buzz podcast. It's October 18th, a Friday, and I have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas, with me, who's going to give us all the updates from the corporate sector. Hi and welcome to the show, Prince.
Hi, Jerome.
Prince, let's begin with the biggest news. Three major IT companies that actually prompt or convince investors on what they do. They came out and declared their results. What's the scenario like now?
Yeah, Jerome. So when we ended the podcast last week, we talked about TCS results. And we were hoping that Infy would beat the estimates and probably the market would take a note from there on.
Right.
And gladly, Infy did beat the estimates. And then Wipro also came in later in the week. Now, I think the underlying factor and what a lot of people have been talking about has been the hiring.
Yes.
Altogether, the three of the IT companies have hired almost 30,000 people, and, okay. which is a record in itself. And for TCS, it's the highest ever in any quarter.
Okay.
I think it's the silver lining because it shows some robustness.
Okay.
And sense that there are a lot of deals that have happened, a lot more expected, and that's why they have hired so many. And they're training these people, they're incurring costs because they expect the demand to be higher in the coming quarter.
All right, so Prince, does this mean that margins would be affected or would they improve in the coming quarter?
That's true, Jerome, because of the hiring, the higher hiring in the second quarter, it did have an impact on the margins. Even TCS, if you see, it misestimates on the margins. And in our conversation earlier this week, the CFO of TCS did mention the hiring would ease a bit. Okay. And that would have a positive impact on the hiring. Okay. It should be same for Wipro and Infosys as well. So hopefully the margins would be back for these three companies in the next two quarters.
All right. Moving on from the IT companies in India, the Brexit deal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Chief Jean-Claude Juncker did announce yesterday that Britain has reached a deal with the EU. What do you think? There's going to be some major announcement today. What's the updates there?
So, it's a huge development because for the last 3 years, ever since Brexit was announced, been this huge uncertainty around it. You know, it's going to happen or not, what's the deal going to be? And for companies, especially for Indian companies, and if you look at Indian companies, the Tata Group has the highest presence. It's been an uncertainty because it delves into the decision making. So, companies then go slow on decisions, on investments, on their strategies. And that has an overhang over the whole economy.
Right.
So getting a deal between EU and Britain, that's why is very significant here. Of course, now you have to see if the House of Commons has to clear this.
Right.
And both the parties, I think, are a bit divided on the deal. But hopefully with the pressure now, given the green signal now, hopefully things will fall in place. And for companies, the uncertainty would be over, which is a clear indication. Because what the company says is that even if it's a positive or a negative development, as long as there is a definite view that one's getting, we can go ahead and start taking decisions.
Exactly.
But if there's uncertainty, we just can't do anything. We just have to sit put.
Right.
So this is a very positive development from that front.
Exactly. All right, Prince, now coming back to India, the sale of Air India. The government is trying to clean up its debt pile.
Yes, it's important because last year when they attempted to do the same, not even one investor came forward.
Right.
So, which was a huge letdown because much of the disinvestment target was dependent on the Air India sale.
Okay.
And that didn't happen. And we also seen earlier this year that the Jet Airways sale hasn't really gone according to the plan. Mm-hmm. Even now, there's just one investor and things are pretty delayed on that front. So the attempt here from the government is to clean up the books that would attract more potential suitors and would result in definite few expression of interest.
Okay.
And as last year also, this debt pile was one of the biggest concerns. Mm-hmm. The other concern is how much of the FDI will be allowed and how much the government would like to retain its stake in Air India.
Okay.
That is again a question mark. Cleaning up the books is a huge step forward. And hopefully, we are hearing a lot of positive vibes now in the industry towards Air India sale, and the bond sale that happened a few weeks ago was very successful. So that is also one positive step. So taking care of the debt would clear a lot of the uncertainty around Air India.
Okay, Prince, just delving a little into this, you mentioned there were not too many expressions of interest for Jet Airways. Same last year for Air India. Is there a slowdown in the aviation sector, or are people scared to, you know, dip their fingers in that kind of water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit ironic because if you see the last few years, India's aviation market has been the fastest growing in the world.
Okay.
Now, the slowdown has crept in the last few months, especially because the capacity that Jet Airways had has just completely gone away from the market. So that had an impact. But still, the domestic market is still among the brightest spots for the global aviation industry.
Okay.
So interest is surely there. If you look at the other airlines, they are expanding capacity at almost a very extremely fast pace. And as we know, we all would prefer to fly now rather than, you know, spend time on other modes of transport.
Right.
So demand is there, though infrastructure issues continue. So it's kind of a flux now, you know, because otherwise, overall, if you look at the long term, India is possibly the best market to be in.
Okay.
And Air India has great assets. It has a lot of slots in the airport. It has a lot of flying rights in overseas markets.
Okay.
So for any airline looking to make a presence in India or look at the overseas markets, Air India is a great one. Mm-hmm. You know, we already started seeing again Tata's name coming up. And possibly a few more suitors coming in. So it's a positive development.
All right there, Prince. Let's talk about another mode of transport. Bajaj Auto and their MD, Rajiv Bajaj, announced relaunch of the Chetak, something that, you know, none of us had even pictured or imagined, given that Mr. Rajiv Bajaj had said that no, they are never going to come back to the vehicle. Quite a surprise there. And they've come up with an electric Chetak.
Yes, it's really a surprise because this scooters, Bajaj stopped making scooters in 2007, and the way Rajiv Bajaj would talk about it, despite in every AGM shareholders coming and asking him when the company is going to relaunch scooters, he's been very, very strongly, he's said that they're never going to do scooters. Despite the very public difference of opinion from his father,
right,
who was always keen that Bajaj should remain in scooters.
Right.
So this is extremely surprising. Though the buzz was there for a couple of months that Bajaj may come out with something, an EV vehicle which could be a scooter. But bringing it back and seeing it in reality, I think everyone is delighted in a way.
Okay, and it's going to start sales from January.
That's right.
Going to be priced around between 1 and 1.5 lakh. Just a quick query there, Prince. Do you think sales of such expensive vehicles will pick up in India?
It's a very fair question because looking at, you know, the electric vehicle space, and if you compare with what the internal the other IC engine vehicles are selling at,
right.
So there is a huge difference in the price. But overall, globally, if you see, people are preferring EV vehicles. If you look at what the way the hybrid models are selling, even in the four-wheeler segment, you will see that the premium ones are doing well.
Okay.
Though there has been we are in the middle of a slowdown and the sales have gone down.
Right.
But if you see the premium side of the segments, they have been doing well surprisingly.
Okay.
Even in the case of Bajaj, and Rajiv has been very vocal about premiumization.
Mm-hmm.
The KTM bikes that they have, they are sell on the premium side, but they're doing pretty well.
Okay.
Even if you look at someone like TVS, their Apache, which is again on the higher end, mm-hmm. is doing well. So the premiumization, I think customers have evolved now from the days when we learned riding on a Chetak.
Right.
And I think they see the value in buying an electric vehicle now, especially if the vehicle promises a quick charge and has a good run on each charge. I think people are ready to have a look.
Okay. All right there, Prince. Thank you so much for all the updates this week.
Thanks, Jerome. Delighted to be.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as ₹289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Well, we spoke about IT companies coming up with their results. We spoke about the Brexit deal and how it could impact India. There was a bit of information given on how the government is trying to clear up the debt of Air India and the latest launch of the e-Chetak by Bajaj Auto. With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In case you have any query and you'd want to, Prince to talk about it, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I'd repeat that, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.